What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And tonight, we have a Clash of Champions review. Kicking off Clash of the Champions, we had the WWE SmackDown Tag Team Championship match. We had Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura versus the Lucha House Party. Not really feeling this match. I told you guys in my SmackDown review, I really wasn't feeling this match. It was a decent match, don't get me wrong, but you just knew the outcome. There was no way that the Lucha House Party was going to go ahead and take Nakamura and Cesaro out. Just not happening. Didn't really feel that. I don't really care about the Lucha House Party's Dorado, Grand Metalik, and Kalisto. Don't really care about their inner group beef. Don't really care nothing about that. Shout out to Nakamura and Cesaro. They were my pick in my SmackDown review to retain their titles. They do here in the pre-show. I'm going to give this match 2 stars. Kicking off the main show, we had the ladder match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. We had Sami Zayn versus Jeff Hardy versus AJ Styles. Woo, folks, this is a match to see. If you don't watch anything else from this show, make sure you watch the Intercontinental Championship match. This was by far the best match I've seen in a long time. Since I watch all the shows, this is one of the best matches I've seen since the COVID era. I loved what they did. Great spots. Sami Zayn bumped all over the place. AJ Styles bumped all over the place. Jeff Hardy did some crazy things off the ladder. Sickest part of the match, Sami Zayn takes a handcuff, puts it in Jeff Hardy's gauged ear, handcuffs his earlobe, and then handcuffs him to the ladder. I could not watch that. That shit was nasty. Could not watch it, folks. Once again, my prediction was correct. Sami Zayn gets the win here, and he is the new and undisputed Intercontinental Champion. I'm gonna give this match 4 stars. Next up, we had my favorite female wrestler, Asuka, defending her WWE Raw Women's Championship against Zelina Vega. This match was so disappointing. Asuka deserves better. I tried to get that hashtag started on Monday. Asuka deserves better. She deserves better than Zelina Vega. They could have had Asuka go up against anyone else but her. She hasn't really proved herself in the women's division. They just brought her up straight from being a manager. She smacks Asuka, and now she gets a title shot. Not really feeling that at all. They could have done a lot more with other different wrestlers, and then she's not that great in the ring. Asuka, like I said, she's my favorite. Shout out to Asuka. She gets the win here. I'm gonna give this match 1 star. Next up on the Clash, we had my favorite stable today. We had the Hurt Biz. We had Bobby Lashley versus Apollo Crews. Decent match here. I like what these two do. I'm about over the feud, though. This has been going on all summer long. We've been seeing Apollo Crews and Ricochet and hit their team going against the Hurt Biz. I'm really starting to get over it. Bobby Lashley beats up on all of them every single week. I like what the Hurt Biz does on the Raw Underground. Shout out to the Hurt Biz. Bobby Lashley gets the win here to retain his United States Heavyweight Championship. I'm going to give this match 2 stars. Here we go again. We have the WWE Raw Tag Team Championship match. We have the Street Profits against Angel Garza and Andrade. Again, and again, and again, and again, and again. It's just like being in a bad Freddy Krueger movie where it just keeps happening over and over again and you cannot make it stop. Anyway, it was a decent match between both the teams. We've seen it several times before. There was no Zelina Vega at ringside, so that threw a little different dynamic. It was just all focused on the men and the wrestling. Shout out to Angel Garza. He does some awesome things in the ring. I like what he does in the ring. He's got star written all over him. Him and Andrade. Street Profits, very athletic dudes. I like what they do in the ring. It was a botch ending here, I feel like. It was Angelo Dawkins goes up for a move and goes for the slam. The ref comes down, 1, 2, 3, and they had kicked out. You don't really know what happens. I feel like that was a botched ending there. Street Profits get the win. I'm going to give this match 1.5 stars. I think that they're going to have a rematch on Raw for the WWE Tag Team Championship. We're going to have Angel Garza and Andrade versus the Street Profits. They're going to say that the ref screwed them, and then we're going to have that title change that we've been waiting months and months and months and months. I don't know if you guys read the so-called dirt sheets, but if you do, you would have known that WWE and AEW, both companies, have had a little COVID outbreak, and a lot of the wrestlers have kind of had to stay home and get quarantined and things like that. So shout out to all those wrestlers. I hope you guys have a quick recovery. We wonder if this is what happened to Nikki Cross, because she was not available for her WWE SmackDown Women's Championship. Bayley comes out. Then one more time, we get my favorite female wrestler, Asuka. She's going to replace Nikki Cross and has the chance to go home with both belts tonight. Shout out to Asuka. Like seeing Asuka come out for the second time tonight. That threw a real monkey wrench in it. I was like, maybe she leaves with both belts. Would have been my dream. I would have loved to see that. Maybe see Sasha Banks screw Bayley out of her title, then have them two go at it. But did not get that. Bayley gets herself disqualified to retain her title. I'm going to give this match half star. Had Sasha Banks come down to get her revenge on Bayley. See, this is what I thought would have got the match disqualified to begin with, but I see what they're trying to do here. We're going to try to have this Bayley-Sasha Banks feud. They're going to try to build that up. We're going to keep them on SmackDown probably, since they have been advertising the WWE draft coming up. Shout out to them. We'll see what happens. Next up, we have the WWE Championship Ambulance match between challenger Randy Orton and champion Drew McIntyre. I just don't get it. You guys want to build Drew McIntyre to be this star, but it takes four wrestlers to beat Randy Orton. He can't do it by himself in the ambulance match. He's got to have Ric Flair driving the ambulance. He's got to have help from Big Show. He's got to have help from Christian and Drew McIntyre. It takes all of them to beat Randy Orton. Shout out to Randy Orton. You should have won here. You got screwed here, but they had to do something because they couldn't job you out. You've been the best thing that they've had going for a while, especially in the heel version. Drew McIntyre, you really needed all that help to beat Randy Orton. I really don't think you deserve to be champion right now. You should go ahead and hand that belt over to Randy Orton because he deserves it. It took four Hall of Famers to beat him. Hard-hitting action. It was a decent match, though. Kind of lost my attention just because you kind of got the outcome once you started seeing all the wrestlers that Randy Orton had screwed over. Even had to get HBK, Shawn Michaels, to give him a super kick. Randy Orton just couldn't get it done here. Drew McIntyre gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 2 stars. Final match of the night, we had WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman versus Jey Uso. I liked all the pre-match stuff. I like all the vignettes. I like all the in-ring segments that they have. I love the dynamic family versus family, cousin versus cousin, brother versus brother, basically, since they grew up together. I like what WWE did in building this match. Then we get to the match. Kind of what you would expect from the Usos, kind of what you expect from Roman. There was different spots here where Jey Uso looked really, really good, but you knew the entire time from the beginning that this started to up until the end of the bell, you knew that there was no chance that they were going to put the belt on the Uso. His brother comes down to the ring. He's hobbling after Roman just is beating the hell out of Jey Uso, beating the holy hell out of him. And then he comes down hobbling. He throws the towel in for his brother. Roman gets the win. And then they get in the ring saying Roman's the big dog. I didn't like all of the talking at the end of the match. This is a fight. I don't need the brothers holding hands outside. I don't need none of that. Roman gets the win here as expected. Shout out to Roman. I'm going to give this match 2 stars. For the Clash of Champions pay-per-view, I'm going to give it 2.5 stars. Best match of the night by far was that Intercontinental Championship match. I love that match. That was one of the best title matches that they've had since the COVID era. I love what they did. Shout out to Sami Zayn. He gets the win here. I love what he does. I love what he can do in the ring. Shout out to Jeff Hardy for taking the nasty spot bump with the gauged ear and the handcuffs. That was just so nasty to me. AJ Styles puts on a phenomenal performance as always. Great, great match. Really sick of seeing Drew McIntyre as WWE champion. I'd rather see him chase. I was hoping Randy Orton got the win here, but with it being an ambulance match, you can't have Drew McIntyre lose. Plus, they brought back everybody that Randy Orton has screwed over the past couple months here just to make sure that he didn't get the win here. Randy Orton, the uncrowned WWE champion in my book. Drew McIntyre, way to hold on to your belt. All right, you guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support the Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your favorite podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas, I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas, I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.